This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time to talk with Mike Fisher about all the big doings around the world of sports, your Cowboys and Mavericks mainly. He's a double insider, joins us daily at 11:20. Segments brought to you by Taco Bueno, brought to you by Mark Rubin at Rubin & Associates. If credit card companies are blowing up your phone, Do It More fan listeners do, make a free call to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. Official lawyers of the Tolo, Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. And Fish is here. If you want to go say hi to Fish, he will be at Metro by T-Mobile in Denton on 1610 Teasley Lane in Sunday, noon to 2. And he'll have the exclusives for you and some awesome fan swag. How's it going, Fish?
Some cartoons out there.
Pardon me, can barely come again.
I think we're going to do some caricatures out there in Denton on Sunday. How about that?
Oh, he's drawing.
I love it. Yeah. I still have the caricature you drew a number of years ago of Abby. Yeah, we framed it. Got it. It's pretty cool.
We might have to update that now that she's all grown up.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. So going on with the Cowboys right now, George Aloka, what's different now compared to last August when apparently they weren't interested in him?
I think they were interested in him to a degree. A year ago, he was kind of on their hot list, and then it never came to fruition. He ends up signing in Minnesota on a one-year deal. He obviously is a strong safety. He's big, 6'4", 226. So he's kind of a, in the box kind of a guy. And maybe that wasn't something they prioritized at the time a year ago. I do think this, I've often kind of thought as we go through all these safeties that they're going through, first of all, I didn't really go into this thinking, boy, the Cowboys just have to get a safety in free agency. Did you, Jeffrey?
Jeff's not here today. He's in San Francisco with Amanda, so we have CA riding shotgun. Yeah.
Oh, Sean,
little
gosh,
weekend
almighty.
Trip.
Okay.
They're jet setters.
Good for them.
Ballin.
That's the life. That kid leads the life.
He does. He does. As long as Amanda tells him to lead that life, he does.
Yeah, no shots fired.
Okay, let me try this on the rest of the expert staff. Outside of Earl Thomas, because Earl Thomas is a great player, did we all sit down and say the Cowboys just have to get a safety?
No.
I think they have the brain trust has quite a bit, but it didn't have to be in free agency. I think there's plenty of good options in the draft as well. But
yeah.
I think veteran safety and draft a safety would be the ideal way to solve it both short and long term.
Okay, but now they've obviously got their heart set on it.
Yeah.
Because they paraded Gethers. Clayton Gethers was here early in the week. Now he's since re-signed with the Colts. And obviously the Earl Thomas thing was real. Scoff at it if you want to. The part that wasn't real was the money. But the interest was obviously real. Here comes George Aloka. And he's a different kind of safety than Earl Thomas. And you had the Xavier Woods being disgruntled because, he felt like people were dissing him. But, this player isn't Xavier Woods. This player is competition for Jeff Heath and somebody that I guess would move Kayvon Frazier down in the rotation. Here's the downside on Big George, though. He's in Minnesota last year, and they know what they're doing. Mike Zimmer knows what he's doing with the defense.
Yep.
He can't get on the field. And then who's the Viking safety that once had a cup of coffee with Dallas? Sendejo, is that his name?
Oh, yes, Andrew Sendejo.
Okay, so he's their badass safety. And he gets hurt, and George Aoki can't even go win that job.
Wow.
Subbing in for him. So I don't know if he's lost a step, if Minnesota just didn't quite fit, but the Cowboys obviously now interested in at least investigating what he's all about. And I do think, Gavin, one more thing about this, and I'm going to write and tweet about this a little bit later today. And this is just an educated guess, because the Cowboys can't and shouldn't say Eric Berry's physical stuff didn't go well, and I don't know that it didn't, but my educated guess is, remember they were just doing this for medical and physical and get to know them and stuff. I bet you the get to know them went just fine, the get to know them part, but maybe the medicals and the physicals on Eric Berry aren't good enough to not keep looking. How about that?
That sounds about right to me. And how difficult is it to find a better tackler than Jeff Heath? Is it possible that George Iloka was the Vikings' fourth best safety, but he would be the Cowboys' second best? Is it that rough?
I think sometimes, because Jeff Heath, and you guys know this, we're in the locker room and we're at training camp and stuff, he's not a gigantic guy.
Right.
And so, you know, I still think, you know, that
kind of looks like a kicker to me, Fish.
Right.
Which
and of
he
course,
does.
The kickers around here are
good
dead.
One. It's Friday.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Because he kicked an extra point.
Yeah.
Or a field goal.
Of course,
I can't remember
Badger,
which one.
Thanks to Soda, you look like a kicker.
Yeah, I know.
In a good
I know.
Way.
Yeah, I know. I've decided to I'm wearing the same stuff that the Twin Peak girls are wearing here. I'm going
yep.
plaid, and I've cut it off though, so you can really check out my abs.
Lovely. I'm in on that.
He's wearing a Zeke shirt.
We are in Plano at 75, right. just north of Bush, right off the service road. If you want to swing by, Fish.
I think I'm right down the street. I might do that. So Jeff Heath, you know, he's a bit of a whipping post for Cowboy fans. I don't think it's cruel of us to say that in the end he'll be remembered as a try-hard guy. That's okay, right?
Yeah. He stuck around for a while.
It's kind of a diss if you're super talented to be called a try-hard guy, but if you're just barely hanging on and that's why you did it, I think you can be proud of it.
Okay, then let's go with that.
Okay. How about Robert Quinn? How close is that to coming to fruition or going away? What's more likely at this point?
I've already said that I will buy a beer for everybody at Twin Peaks and or the Maverick Bar if my prediction is wrong. I think the Cowboys will end up trading for Robert Quinn, the defensive end for Miami. But believe me, I'm saving
it. Be very expensive right now. Twin Peaks is crunk already.
It'll be a little shots of beer.
Okay.
For everybody. I just think it makes so much sense. I don't see that there's competition from the Saints. Maybe that'll change next week, but I don't see it now. There's these rumors and reports that he's got a no-trade clause that would put him in the driver's seat of the dealings. That's not true. He does not have a no-trade clause. So I just don't think there's very many obstacles, except that the ones we've touched on, which is, you know, it's double-pronged negotiations. You've got to negotiate with him because you'd like to do an extension with him, and he wants one. Then you've got to negotiate the compensation with the Dolphins. So put me down. I'm still betting a beer, a coldie, that Robert Quinn becomes a Cowboy.
That sounds fun. Okay, now how about the Hawaii stuff, Mike? That's got to be pretty awesome for you. You're heading off to what is that? The island of Oahu. Gonna be living it up out there.
I went. I know Chris Arnold is a regular in Hawaii, right, Chris?
Been there five times.
Yeah. Back in the day, with
Pro
the newspaper,
Bowl.
We used to cover the Pro Bowl there.
Yep.
And so, but that's been a while. So Hawaii is going to be a wonderful trip for us. And obviously, and this is the beauty of being a fan and a Tolo. No, you don't all actually get to go. I'm sorry. But our coverage is going to make you feel like it. Same as training camp, same as everything else we do. 105.3 The Fan will be loaded with staff members who will be in Hawaii at training camp. And we're going to have some fun with it. But we're really proud of the things that we've got planned for training camp this summer. And obviously, G-Bag Nation is right in the middle of all of that.
The coverage will be so good, you think you got laid in person, Fish.
Oh, wow. I like that.
It's Hawaii. Yeah.
It's Goof Off Friday. I
high
like
five.
It.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Tearing it up.
Now, let me throw this out there, too. I mentioned this with Sean and RJ. And I get it. You're going to sell a bunch of T-shirts to Hawaiian people, Rams T-shirts and Cowboy T-shirts. I mean, I get that part. But I'm not a big fan of the NFL's plan for world domination. You know what I mean, Gavin?
Yeah. I do know exactly what you mean, Fish.
I mean, we
I'm with you.
We've got an owner in New England who's trying to pretend that the video of him in a sex shop.
Yeah, fake news. That stuff
is fake news.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
That the human trafficking is fake news, and maybe according to one report. The fact that there might be audio that's with the video might make it inadmissible in court because there's also audio.
He's saying, go Pats.
But you still did it.
I know. It's so bizarre. I guess he's got to worry right now. The biggest threat is getting embarrassed. And that video getting out is, I guess it's understandable that if the ability to make it go away is there for you. I just think it's an embarrassment for our country that there's two different justices.
Maybe you and I are a better man than he. But if I had to get caught with my pants down in that way, but it was also going to bring down a gigantic human trafficking ring, I guess I would go ahead and sacrifice my pants for that.
Well,
that
you're always
a small price to pay.
You're always trying to take your pants off, though, Fish. That's nothing new, honestly. Okay, now how about this Eagle stuff? This is a fun one as well, isn't it?
Okay, this is hilarious to me. I tweeted very innocuously yesterday afternoon at Fish Sports something to the effect of, imagine how effective the Eagles organization would be if they focused on the Eagles instead of on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I can't think of another team, not in the NFL certainly, that is so obsessed with another team. The Redskins don't do that. The Redskins aren't obsessed with the Cowboys.
Nope. The Giants aren't either.
The Giants aren't obsessed with the Redskins.
Nope.
Nobody's obsessed with the Eagles. But the Eagles' weird obsession for the Cowboys is the best explanation for why they went to the NFL and said, hey, we'd like to change this Thanksgiving thing. So the Cowboys aren't always home for Thanksgiving. That doesn't seem fair. Number one, as Chris Arnold knows and Cowboys historians know, the Cowboys took that on as a burden at first.
Yep.
And so now it's been grandfathered in. It is obviously a tradition that makes the league a fortune. The Cowboys on Thanksgiving makes the NFL a fortune. That's the reason that the NFL slapped down the Eagles. But I'm having some Eagles fans coming at me on Twitter going, well, listen, the Eagles, they weren't doing that for themselves. They're doing that for the players. Management's not doing it for itself. They want the players to be able to be at home on Thanksgiving. Okay, number one, and again, Chris Arnold knows this. Chris, how many Thanksgivings, Christmases, New Year's, and Easter's have you and I worked in a row now? About 30 years worth?
All of them, yeah.
It's just part of the deal. If you play,
part of the deal.
If you play in the NFL or you cover professional sports or whatever, Chris Arnold, Christmas is the day after or the day before if the Cowboys play on Christmas. My Thanksgiving, I haven't had Thanksgiving with my family in 30 years.
Years
and
years.
We do Thanksgiving the next day. So NFL players do the same thing, and the Eagles ownership is not doing it to help Eagles players so they can have Thanksgiving at home, and here's the proof of that. We've got 86 years of Eagles football. They've played on Thanksgiving 8 times in 80 years. So don't pretend that Eagles management is doing this for the Eagles. Eagles management tried to do this against the Cowboys, the continuation of their odd obsession.
Cry, Eagles, cry. You know what I'm saying?
Cry me a river.
Have a good one, dude.
Can I transition, Fish, for a second?
Yes.
Ja Morant.
Baseball Nuggets?
No. Ja Morant played yesterday and had a great game, a triple-double, first triple-double in like 6 years.
Right.
In the NCAA tournament. He's supposed to be a top five pick, maybe even the second overall pick in the draft coming up. And I feel like there's quite a few Maverick people who either cover the team or Maverick fans who are scared of drafting a ball dominant guy like Barrett or Morant because it didn't immediately work out with Dennis Smith Jr. Can you give me your opinion on if the Mavericks hit in the lottery second or third and they have to draft a guy who actually likes dribbling the ball, how that could be either a benefit or you think that the Mavericks just don't want anybody who can dribble a basketball in the NBA, according to some people?
I think I can help. Rick Carlisle's system demands two ball
two
hammers.
Playmakers. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And so there's a difference between a ball handler and ball dominant, Mike, as you know.
Yes.
A guy like Jimmy Butler is ball dominant.
Yep.
Kind of selfish about it. So the Mavericks were never in love with a player like Jimmy Butler. Not that he's not great, but he's a kind of a selfish ball dominant. But to have another ball handler, it'll have to be somebody. It'll be Jalen Brunson or it'll be somebody better than that. And if it's somebody who's a top four pick in this upcoming draft with the Mavericks' 37% chance of getting just that guy, yeah, just give me good players. If it's Zion, if it's him, who give me a top four player, and I don't really care what position he plays.
Great stuff as always, Fish.
Yes,
have
sir.
A good one.
Solo.
He is at Fish Sports on Twitter, the great Mike Fisher. And I think you bring up a great point. And the Mavs really wanted to get Dennis Smith Jr. a great chance to play alongside Luka.
Yes, they did.
So I think that shows that they believe it's very possible they can have another point guard who handles the ball a lot and have it work. But, you know, they saw enough with Dennis Smith Jr. And then he wanted out. He didn't want to continue the experiment
right.
as much as maybe they would have. Not minded it.
Exactly.
And the trade kind of fell into their lap.
And his ball dominance, I'm talking about dominance as opposed to dribbling, was because he didn't have the high basketball IQ because he didn't have 4 years of college. Meanwhile, Jalen Brunson, two-time NCAA champion, captain of his team, conference MVP, this guy is dribbling, but he's not dominating. You follow me? He's a JJ, and that's what you're looking for. If Ja is like that, then he's got a spot on the roster.
I think that's what Mike was getting at,
yes.
that Ja is totally different. Ja is not that guy at all.
And I'm just surprised that when I talk to Skin or when I see Coop on Twitter, who are like, I don't know about R.J. Barrett. And I'm like, you don't know about a 6'7" dude who can play four positions on the court? I thought you guys all liked Harrison Barnes. This dude's 10 times better than Harrison Barnes as a prospect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.